This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Obviously, those things aren't good when you look at the American League East standings, when you look at the wild card standings, the fact that the Red Sox have now leapfrogged the Yankees. I can see that those are issues. And you can look at the way the Yankees gotten beat, or got themselves beaten to a pulp, I should say, by the Marlins over the course of the weekend, and that is frustrating. But we've seen this type of stuff before, only to have the Yankees at some point respond and look like world beaters again and get into the postseason and potentially go on a little bit of a run. So today, for me, is not about coming on and reacting to the results of a lost weekend. It's not even about Friday night and the awful loss and the new arms in the bullpen. Like, those guys will be better. Aaron Judge will come back. At least we're expected to see him come back this Tuesday in Texas. Max Fried is on the mound tonight. So tell me that you couldn't see a scenario where Fried goes out there and deals. And then tomorrow Judge returns and the Yankees go win some games. And all of a sudden that feel starts to come back. The issue is the New York Yankees have a culture problem. And that has been going on for years. Now, define culture. For me, it would be lack of accountability, lack of acknowledging the reality. Now, their punchback, and we've talked about this before, and I'm tired of yelling and screaming about it, but it continues to be the same issue. The Yankees can punch back and say, we were in the World Series as recently as last year, so what do you mean we have a culture issue? We don't hold guys accountable. We just win 90-plus games every year. We went to the World Series. Blah, 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 blah. But we know better because we watch this team day in, day out, night in, night out, and we have watched them for years. And the comparisons that Boone or Cashman will make, or others sometimes will make, is to the rest of the league. Well, the American League isn't very good. Or look at our numbers in comparison to everybody else. Where we watch the Yankees and we compare them to the great teams in Yankees past. And that's what you should be doing. That's the standard here in New York. It's not about what the Twins are doing, or the Guardians, or the Astros, or the Tigers, or the Blue Jays. It's about the Yankees. And the Yankees have far too many excuses. They don't acknowledge the reality, and it's gone on far too long. It's why I would have made a change in regime in 2021. So how can you, if I'm going to say that I would have fired Cashman and then Boone as collateral damage, because this is not on Aaron Boone. I understand why everybody's going to call up today and be like, Boone's got to go. We shouldn't have left Miami. I understand that. This is not an Aaron Boone problem. Meaning if Aaron Boone got fired today, the Yankees are still going to have the issues that they have. This is a Yankee culture problem that dates back, as a matter of fact, to when Brian Cashman of the front office decided to move on from Joe Girardi. More of a disciplinarian. More of an old school guy. By design, they wanted a manager who was going to come in here and coddle the players and be gentler on the players and try to have a more positive environment. Not to mention that they go by the book every single day. Like, everything's all mapped out. And they stick with it. They continue to believe that the numbers, that the pre-planning, the predetermined stuff, that's all eventually going to win out. They think it's a math equation, a baseball game. That's one part of it. But they also think that you need to be a lot nicer and softer to the players in today's day and age. And what I would like to ask them is, where is the proof in this organization? Forget the other organization. I'm talking about the Yankees. Where is the proof that it's working? Have they developed younger talent? Remember, one of the big issues why they wanted to move on from Joe Girardi years ago, after getting to Game 7 of the ALCS, that was another one of those predetermined things that the Yankees had. Joe Girardi was getting fired. Front office, data analytics, whatever. It was predetermined before that postseason. Then they go on a run in 2017, get to Game 7 in the ALCS against the cheating Astros and lose, and they still stuck with that decision. Much like, you know, Volpe's going to be off tomorrow. Yeah, but he just had 3 hits tonight. Yeah, I know, but it was scheduled day off. Okay, doesn't seem to make sense, but that's what they did. And they did it in part, let's use Gary Sanchez as an example, because they wanted somebody who was going to be softer on Sanchez to get the most out of their young El Kraken star. They wanted Gary Sanchez to really blossom, and they felt maybe Joe Girardi on Sanchez in particular, catcher to catcher, a little too hard on Gary Sanchez. So let's go hire a manager who's going to come in. And remember, that was the age of loving players. Mickey Callaway, the Mets hired him. Boone comes in the same year. Then it was the age of we're going to love the players and coddle the players more than ever. Okay, and I'm not saying you can't do that. What I'm saying is there needs to be a balance. And what you saw from the Yankees in this series alone, forget about what's gone on before in Boston where we called them out for the Dominguez stuff, whatever, multiple guys on the bases, happens all the time. What went on this weekend in particular should never happen. And I heard Moose on, was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday morning Moose was on. I thought he did a fantastic job breaking it down, playing the sound from Aaron Boone, and going over all the stuff that happened, where Boone was basically justifying some of the excuses, or making excuses, justifying some of the mistakes the Yankees made on the base paths by saying, well, everybody else, look at the numbers. I'm pretty sure in the sport, we're just as bad on the bases as everybody else, like league average, whatever it was. But what I would counter that and say, Aaron, show me the team, or show me the time, that a player walked off of second base thinking the inning was over. In particular, after all the other blunders that the Yankees have had just this year alone. Forget about last year or even before that. Where's the team that had a player walk off of second base thinking the inning was over? I don't recall ever seeing that in my life. 45 years old watching baseball. I'm sure it's happened at times, but usually if you see a guy get caught with not knowing how many outs, he either runs back to the base. That was a prolonged, like, what the hell's going on here? Take a step further, because it wasn't just Austin Wells. How does Jazz Chisholm, A, do what he did, and then B, defend it, and then C, have Aaron Boone say that, like, chalk that up. Like, that's not the same as getting thrown out at home. Which, by the way, I'll give him a pass on that. It was stupid, sure. Stupid based off of the fact that, you know, Stanton hit a rocket. So why would you be aggressive sending the runner home in that spot? But at least that happens. You're going to fault aggression, you're going to fault pressing, trying to score a run, whatever. Things happen, a guy could botch the ball, make a bad throw, whatever it may be. Only because of how hard it was hit, Rojas should have known better, but fair enough, I'll give him a pass on that. That, however, is not the same as Jazz Chisholm getting doubled off of first base on a pop-up to the second baseman. That, like, and then the excuse after was that he was trying to make a play. There was no play to be made, so those are two indefensible, inexcusable things that the Yankees did. The Wells one walking off a second with not knowing how many outs, and then Jazz getting picked off for, which I don't think I've ever seen that one. Forget about guys walking off the base. We've seen guys before forget how many outs there are. I've maybe seen a few guys get picked off for first like that or doubled off for first with a liner hit right at the second baseman. A liner. That's a big difference than a pop-up on the infield. A pop-up to second base, you got a guy getting doubled off for first. Like, that just, the guy's an all-star. That just can't happen. Now, why does it happen? Some will say, well, because Boone lets guys get away with it. Here's the issue. The culture issue that the Yankees have had is that this has been allowed for years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Torres, Sanchez, Dominguez, Volpe, Wells, Jazz, whatever. Pick a player. This behavior, this type of horrible, stupid baseball has been allowed for years. Why? Because the Yankees wanted a different culture. They wanted a more positive atmosphere. They wanted to be coddling the players, pat the players on the back. It's okay, son. We'll get them tomorrow. That type of behavior allows this type of performance. And now it's too late. Now it's too late. This type of stuff needs to be nipped in the bud. This type of stuff needs to be nipped in the bud years ago. There's nothing. Like, you're going to bench Jazz? Okay, what's that going to do? You think the Yankee players feel any pressure to perform for the opportunity to be given, you know, out there, whether it's Volpe, whether it's Wild, whatever? You think they feel that pressure? Why would they when Boone and Cashman themselves really don't have any pressure? Like, yeah, obviously every job's got some type of pressure, but I'm talking about fighting for survival. If Brian Cashman and the Yankees don't win the World Series, they're fine. If Brian Cashman and the Yankees miss the postseason like they did in 2022, they're fine. I'm not talking about moving forward, although dispute me otherwise. Like, everybody's saying, oh, Boone's going to get fired. Cashman wants Boone. This is exactly by design. They want a manager like this. Boone's not doing anything wrong. He's doing what they tell him to do. So Boone can't be the scapegoat. It's got to be all or nothing. And it's been nothing. But if the general manager and the manager don't feel the accountability from above, then how are the players going to feel that? What's going to happen if Volpe hits 200 and boots every ball that's hit to him or throws every ball in the dirt? What's going to happen? Nothing. It's year three. And it's okay. You can hit 220. As a matter of fact, Brian Cashman is as defiant in his defense as I've ever seen before for a player who hit 220, whatever it was his first year. And now it's year three, and it's gotten worse. And has he been sent down? No. Has he been benched? No. Have they even gotten another shortstop? Caballero can't field the ball in right field. He's supposed to be a good shortstop? The answer's no. What about Dominguez? Well, he's learning to play in left field. Okay, so same thing. He'll come up. He'll take the learning curves. Like, this is the culture that they built. Jazz, same thing. Oh, it's all right. You know what? And then Boone could start now to yell at these guys, and whether it's the base coach, whether it's Jazz, you could start to get on them now, but this has been allowed for years. So to me, that's not really either who he is or who he was brought in to be. So it's not going to work. Getting on guys now, benching guys now. We saw with Glaber. He was Exhibit A for years. Didn't work. By the way, how did Gary Sanchez develop after they made the change from Girardi to Boone? And this is not me picking on Boone. You know I love Aaron Boone, and I do not believe this is his fault. I believe it is an organizational thing. He may be made the scapegoat if they miss the postseason at the end of the year. They won't. They'll be fine. Like I'm saying, there are different layers to the conversation with the Yankees. A lot of people are going to overreact to the results of getting swept by the Marlins. Not me, because I fully expect the Yankees to bounce back tonight with Fried. Judge comes back. At some point, the Yankee bats will mash, and they'll look like they did coming out of the break against the Mariners. Just when everybody had them buried, they wake up. They still, at their best, have an ace pitcher, a legit ace pitcher in Max Fried, and a lineup that is filled with threats. A lineup that strikes fear in the opposition. It may not be consistent. It may be all or nothing. Meaning mash and bully you, but then strike out far too often, whatever it may be. But they still have the potential to destroy their opponent with the big bats that they have. That's what they are. An ace pitcher and a team that on any given night could mash you. Generally, we don't see that enough in the postseason, but those are the issues that they have. That, to me, is still good enough to get through a weak American League and go win a division still. I mean, we can talk about the Red Sox leapfrogging them. They're, what, 4.5 back of the division lead. So, and their schedule softens up all that. I'm not worried about the results as far as the Yankees getting into the postseason or still being a threat to go win the World Series. But that, to me, is not good enough. I'm more worried about how the hell is it that the Yankees accept this type of play? They accept it. The owners accept it because Cashman is still here all these years. Boone accepts it because he never holds these guys accountable. And clearly the players just continue to do it. Won't happen again. Oh, don't worry. Won't happen again. This stuff needed to be taken care of years ago. The way Mendy set the tone with the Mets last year. Now, again, he's not perfect either, but Carlos Mendoza held guys accountable in year one as a rookie manager. Matter of fact, he was doing that with the Yankees when he was their bench coach. There's got to be some tough love. You can coddle players and be nice to players. Got to have some tough love. It's like raising a kid. If I tell my daughter, Sammy, stop drinking the water in the pool. Stop drinking the water. And she does it, and I don't do anything when I see her do it again. What do you think she's going to do next time? What, because my voice gets louder, she's going to say, unless there are repercussions, get out of the pool. Get out of the pool. I told you not to drink the water. Until you hold them accountable, they're not going to learn. You're just going to go somewhere with your kids and let them run wild and then think all of a sudden the next time you're like, hey, you got to behave this time. Then they're going to run wild. You got to nip it in the bud early. And Aaron Boone and the Yankees culture was designed and built to let this type of play take place. Letting young players learn at the big league level. Letting them grow without being too hard on them. And somehow, you get to a point where you got guys walking off the bases without knowing how many outs there are. Somehow, you got a guy getting doubled off of first base on a pop-up to second. Like, I can't even compute mentally how that happens to a ball player. I can't even process it. How does that even happen? Okay, forgetting how many outs, your head's not in the game, but walking off the base like that, like not just like not having a care in the world? I'm not saying you got to strike the fear of God in these guys, but you got to let them know, hey, this can't happen. Like, it can't happen. And saying it can't happen is different than showing that it can't happen. Meaning, you get doubled off at first like that, you're not playing for a week. Repercussions. It's the same thing with gambling in the sport, right? Obviously, two totally different things, but if you slap them on the wrist and say, hey, you can't gamble, and you give them a $500 fine or a $5,000 fine, what do you think is going to happen the next time? They're not going to do anything. You sit them for a day, it's not going to do anything. It's got to be built in. I'm not saying rule with fear the way that Parcells used to or the Buck Showalter way, whatever you want to say from the old school guys. There's got to be a balance. But this is not on one singular person. They hired Aaron Boone and got rid of a former disciplinarian in Girardi by design. This is a culture issue with the Yankees. Maybe it's even at the lower levels because clearly they haven't developed anybody from the minor leagues to the big league level. Certainly not to the expectation that they were supposed to be. And then it just becomes accepted. Well, Volpe was supposed to be a star, and now he's won a gold glove, a couple of gold gloves, whatever, and he's a 200 inner. It's like, yeah, he'll be fine. No, it's okay. Maybe he's not going to be the star, but still, he's not a total bust. He's not a scrub. What? That's not accountability. Austin Wells, same thing. Jason Dominguez, same thing. Jazz Chisholm, same thing. Like, you pick a guy. Where's the accountability? Where have the Yankees shown that in recent years? That's the issue. Not the sweep to the Marlins, not their standings right now in the American League. The issue is much bigger and much deeper than that because they've been able to overcome the standings. They've been able to overcome a lot of their deep-rooted flaws based on Judge's incredible prowess and greatness, based on the talent that they have. They've had a pretty sustained run. But even with their results the last several years, now obviously missed the postseason, 2022, World Series last year, even with that, if you watch them individually in the seasons, it's gotten worse and worse and worse for the Yankees. Or missed, what did I say, missed it in 2022, missed it in 2023, World Series then last year. 2022 was the year they started out great and then fell off. Even last year, started out great and then fell off. This year, started out great and then fell off. Like, this is not a bad week or a bad month. This has been going on since mid-June. And it was supposed to be different, right? Plan B, we're going to catch it better. We're going to throw it better. We're going to run the bases better. It's gotten worse. It's gotten worse. Yankees have a culture issue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.